Happy New Year, people. It is so good to be back. Hello, welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful and snowy Washington, D.C. I am an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday so we can all live with a little more balance and bliss. I am so grateful to be back. I missed you all. I missed podcasting. Hope you missed me because I definitely missed you. And I always love these little breaks because it kind of reminds you of what's really important and really important to you. I don't know if you have a regular exercise or a yoga routine, you like are doing it, and you're like, gosh, why am I doing this? And then, you know, you take a week off, maybe you go on vacation, and then you're like jonesing to get back to it, and you're like, oh, I can't wait, and that first class back or that first exercise back feels so, so good. I know that I feel that a lot, and same deal here. It just felt so feels so good to be back with you all. So I wanted to give you a big old update, some good life lessons, what's going on next, and there we go. So I was gone for Christmas break, but I was basically gone for about 3 to 4 weeks because I had some travel in the middle of January middle of December to LA, middle of January to Columbus. I did a major leadership training, and it was perfect timing that it bookended, the end of 2018, the beginning of 2019, because it really let me look in and re-examine priorities in life and business. And the part of this leadership training that I wanted to bring up with all of you is something that relates to, it was in my newsletter a couple weeks ago, and it relates to vision. And what is your vision for yourself and for your life, for the year ahead, for the month ahead, for the day ahead? And can you really have a vision for your life? And this leadership training was something that really made me step up and really re-examine what is my vision for my life. And I know, vision, it sounds so huge, right? Like, your vision, do you need a vision? Yeah, you do. We all have vision. Hope is a belief that what's coming ahead of us is better than what we have here now. And so really, hope is about seeing something that doesn't yet exist, same as vision. It is about having foresight and the ability to see something greater than what is right in front of you. And so having a vision for your life, you know, it's about more than just whether you own a business or not. You can work for someone else and still have a vision of how you want to show up in your work, how you want to show up in your family, how you want to spend day to day to day. And, you know, if you're sitting here and you're thinking, well, I don't have a vision. No, I don't have a vision. I don't need a vision. Well, actually, no, you do have a vision. That vision's just pretty boring, just not all that exciting, right? Like, if you're sitting there and you're thinking like, no, I don't really have anything. No, I don't, I'm just like living my life. Well, that is a vision, right? There's no, what do they say? Not making a decision is making a decision. Same deal. Not having a vision is having a vision. It's just not an intentional one. And so I really loved that this training, you know, they asked basically every day, what's your vision? What's your vision? You know, so you come in day after day after day and they ask what's your vision. And it's great because you get to kind of try on different things. And like, yeah, well, my vision today is peace, you know, or my vision today is I see a world of strength and power, whatever it is that's really showing up for you. It was really cool to get to try those few things on and by the end to be like, oh, you know, my vision again and again and again is coming up in a specific way. So really kind of this training said like dismantle everything, right? Like start from scratch and then build up and see what you would want. If you could start from scratch, what would you build? And that is, you know, on the one hand, a really scary process, right? Like what if I go into this training and I decide, oh my God, I hate my business, forget yoga, it sucks. Oof. and so I think it can be a really scary process for people to do it, but it's also a really brave process, a really courageous process to actually say, you know what, let me actually examine what's happening and consciously choose my life, right? I talk about this a lot with habits, that it's very easy to accumulate habits over time just because we're in specific life situations. And sometimes it's necessary to look at those habits and say, hey, are all of these needed anymore? Are they all important to me? Are they all serving me? Right? We create habits sometimes in times of crisis. And so that habit that we create isn't a healthy lifetime habit. It was a very useful in the moment crisis habit. Very, very, very different things. So good news, still love yoga, still love Ayurveda, still love my podcast, still love working with new parents and having Happy Healthy Human and doing what I do every day. But now I have reinvigorated my vision of what I want to see in the world. And that feels really good because rather than feeling like I'm throwing things against the wall and seeing what sticks and just try. I feel a lot more purposeful. And so what I'm hoping to bring to the table in 2019, I hope you see it as well, is even more renewed purpose in my business. So that's really exciting. And I want to really step into really what I believe. And a couple of things that really have been sticking out for me has been really empowering people to live with intention through their entire days in many different ways. So that can be yoga, that can be meditation, that can be how you choose to eat, that can be affirmation, that can be mantra and mudra, essential oils, whatever allows you to be intentional in your day, I'm behind it. And also empowering people to live more boldly, to really take ownership for their decisions and to step into what you want to do at a given moment. Because if it feels good, if it feels right, if it feels like the decision you want to make, like I'm there with you, I support you. So really trying to help people also have this courage to choose what feels right to each person. And specifically in our yoga classes, we're going to be dialing up the intention and dialing up the fact that we're really learning and gaining life skills in our yoga practice. I truly believe that. I mean, yoga, if it was just exercise, I would have stopped doing yoga a long time ago. But the fact that our yoga practice is a microcosm for the world around us and is teaching us how to be in the world, whew, that's why it's so compelling. So I really want to dial that up in my classes. It is going to be so, so much fun. So I want to give you an update on what's going to happen in our podcast in 2019. So we're going to do a couple little changes around on the podcast to keep it sustainable for me, to keep recording it, to give you all the things that you have been loving the most, and to make sure we're really forwarding that mission. So we're definitely going to keep doing some guided yoga practices. That's been everyone's favorite. It feels like the 30 to 45 minutes is something that's worked best for you all. And probably do a mixture of vinyasa and yin, but just beautiful like things that you can do at home and really incorporate that. We're also going to do some guided meditations for sure. I'm also so excited to start doing some interviews. How I'm envisioning the interviews now is to interview women, particularly entrepreneurs, but all women, about their inspiration, what they're working on, their routines, and showcase how we all make our own bold, intentional choices to find happiness. So really this purpose is for us to see how, one, everyone does things differently, and two, to give us new ideas on things that might feel good to us too. I feel like with everyone I talk to, there's going to be differences in them, in their personalities, in their lives, in their life situations. But usually there's something we can connect with. And when we connect with something, we might choose to try on some of their ways of being. And so it's just a way for us to have more exposure to the variety of ways that people live healthy and happy lives. That's what I'm going for. I'm super excited. If anyone wants to be on the podcast, let me know. I've got a list like of women that I'm reaching out to and trying to get in contact with. But I'd love to hear if there's anyone you want to see or hear here on the podcast. And starting next week, I'm so excited. We're going to have Miss Kathleen Berry on our podcast to be doing moon chats. I'm so excited for moon chats. So Kathleen is all about astrology and knows everything about how the planets are moving and affecting our world. And it's something I do not know a lot about. So whenever she talks, I'm just like, my jaw drops because it's amazing to hear her knowledge and the ways that the world around us is impacting our internal world. I mean, this is Ayurveda 101, really, but this is in the context of astrology. So she's going to be coming by every couple of weeks to chat about what's happening in the planets, what that means for us, and how we can live in a little more harmony with the world around us. It's going to be awesome. I'm so, so excited. So it's going to be a very good 2019. We'll be starting next week with a moon chat and a yoga practice, and we're going to go from there. Interviews will be popping up starting by the end of January, and it's going to be great. If you are around in person, or even not in person, couple things to know. Spark Yoga over in Arlington. I'm going to start teaching prenatal yoga there on Saturday. That's Saturday, January 19th, 1:30 p.m., come on in, tell your friends. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be movement and meditation, labor prep, since I do have that doula background. I'm really excited for this class because I'm going to bring everything that I feel has been missing in prenatal yoga into prenatal yoga, and I'm really pumped about it. Government is still shut down. It's unfortunate, but you can get super cheap private yoga, and this is both virtual and in person. So even if you don't live in the DC area, you can get some super cheap private yoga lessons, even if you don't work for the government, for low pricing, $45. Send me an email. I'm at sam@behappyhealthyhuman.com. A bunch of you have already taken me up on it. It's been amazing. I have a few more even coming up this week. And again, take advantage while government's not functioning. Let us learn to function on a higher level, my friends. Also coming up in February, mark your calendars, Saturday mornings, I'm going to be doing special Happy Healthy Human yoga, which means yoga run by me, Sam, Happy Healthy Human. We're going to have a basics class because basics are so important, and then also a regular, more vigorous vinyasa class. I am super pumped because our basics class, it's going to be an hour long, and yes, it's about moving a little slower, but it's also about the fundamentals of yoga. So even if you are an experienced yoga practitioner, you will find some amazing information in this class. And then in our regular vinyasa class, it's going to be 90 minutes. Oh, what a luxurious 90 minutes it will be, which means we're bringing in lots of fun, including mudra, mantra, movement, meditation. All of the M's will be showing up, my friends. That's going to be over in Ballston starting at the end of February. February 23rd, I think, should be the first date. More information, registration will be showing up soon. Please, please, please do reach out if you have any questions, if you're even interested and excited about it, because this is one of my big leaps this year that I am so pumped about, but also incredibly nervous about. So, you know, like, do your girl a solid and tell me that you think it's cool too. Thanks. Last up to let you know, two more things that are really coming up right now. I am working on recording a chakra meditation series. So these are guided meditations for each of the chakras. They're going to be beautiful. They're in progress. They will be here soon. Keep your eyes peeled because this is all about really balancing body and mind. It's going to feel great. And if you're looking for a jump start here in this January, may I suggest my 4-week stress cleanse? Ingrid Vicious and I, she's also a health coach, created this 4-week stress cleanse that is all about auditing your life to relieve stress. So we look at sleep, diet, meditation, and movement. It is powerful. It is beautiful. We're just finishing up our first cohort now, and it's been really amazing how people are enjoying and also making changes in their lives. So I would love for you to be a part of it as well. If you are interested, send me a note. Again, I'm at sam@behappyhealthyhuman.com, and we can get you all signed up, or you can learn some more details about this 4-week stress cleanse that is just ever so powerful. Thank you for being amazing. Thank you for being a part of the Happy Healthy Human community. And I am just so excited for 2019. I would love to hear even more about your vision. So please, please, please drop me a line. I'm on Instagram at @behappyhealthyhuman or check it out at behappyhealthyhuman.com. Thank you for your continued support and for being amazing. The light in me so very humbly bows to that same light in you. Namaste, my friends.